No Greater Glory by Dan Kurzman, read by William DuFries. Chapter 1. The Suicide Ship.
Sergeant Warish! Sergeant Warish! Wake up!
First Sergeant Michael Warish did not respond to the pleas of the shadowy figure hovering over his ravaged body, which, shortly before dawn on February 4, 1943, lay crumpled on a stretcher spread on the snow-blanketed dock in Narsiswak, a port town near the southern tip of Greenland. He had just been carried from the Coast Guard cutter Comanche, together with scores of other wounded and dying men who were awaiting an ambulance from a nearby hospital. They had been pulled out of the freezing waters of the North Atlantic about 100 miles south of Greenland after a German U-boat torpedoed the USAT Dorchester, a troop carrier, crammed with 900 men, most of whom died aboard the ship when it went down or froze to death in the icy currents. The sinking was one of the worst sea disasters in World War II. Finally, the figure crouching over Michael shook him by the shoulders and saw his eyelids flutter, then opened slightly. Michael glimpsed the dark form of someone etched against the slightly lighter sky.
"Where am I?"
he muttered.
"Greenland,"
replied the fuzzy image.
"How you doing?"
Michael didn't recognize the commander of the United States Army unit he was returning to after a leave at home. Greenland? Was that another name for heaven? Was he alive? Michael wasn't sure. He couldn't even remember his name, who he was, but he vaguely recalled stepping off the sinking ship into a black, foaming, ice-strewn infinity. Then the agonized cry that